Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking about God's faithfulness to His Word and to His promises the last few days. Today, I would like to talk to you about another of God's promises, one that has yet to be fulfilled. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, Jesus said to His disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." That's the promise that I want to look at here this morning. Hear from the Lord Jesus Himself. We have the promise that He is coming again for all those who through faith in Him have trusted Him for salvation and have been obedient to Him. What an exciting event that will be. Doesn't that thrill you? Especially as we find ourselves in the last of the last days. Some of us may very well live to see that take place. Wow, isn't that exciting? In Matthew 24, we have the account where the disciples asked Jesus more specifically about His coming again. Here's the verse that tells us about that at the beginning of the chapter there, verse 3. It says, "And as He sat," that is the Lord Jesus, "upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto Him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of Thy coming, and of the end of the world?" Jesus then tells them in the rest of that chapter, and on into the next chapter, a lot of details of what will take place, and also uses illustrations to make His point clear to them how important it is to be ready when that time comes. Now, I don't fully understand the exact timeline or sequence of the events that Jesus describes here in the passage of chapter 24. But I do know that all that He said that will happen will happen, just as He said it would. And again, the important thing to remember is be ready. Jesus gives a lot of details there in this chapter in 24 about things that are going to take place. But the bottom line in chapter 25, after Jesus goes through that discourse there with His disciples, He says to them in chapter 25, near the end of the chapter there, Jesus instructed the disciples to be watchful. Here's the verse. "Watch, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." So He's instructing them. After all these things take place, these are clues, we're in the last days, these things are going to happen before the Son of Man comes again, referring to Him coming again in His second coming. But He says, watch. Watch therefore, for you don't know the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. Well, in the book of Acts, we have recorded there the occasion when the disciples were with the Lord Jesus as He ascended into heaven. And as they were standing there watching the Lord ascend, two angels appeared to them and said to them, and I'll read what it says there in Acts. It says, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven." Here again is another confirmation of the promise of the return of Christ and a clue as to how it will happen. I'm sure the disciples were thrilled at those words, as it confirmed what Jesus had already told them. And so, here they had seen Him go. They had seen Him ascend into heaven, a cloud received him out of their sight, and they were standing there watching that. And then these two angels beside him said, you men of Galilee, why are you standing here gazing up into heaven? Jesus is going to come in the same way. So another confirmation of the promise that he's coming again. It's interesting that these promises were given over 2,000 years ago. And to us, 2,000 years is a long time. But remember, 1,000 years with the Lord is as one day. And so, in that sense, it was only 2 days ago that those promises were given. And they have yet to be fulfilled. But know this, it will happen. God said it, that settles. It will take place. Friend, are you ready for that event? Does it thrill you to think that you may have the opportunity to witness the return of Jesus Christ? 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul refers to that event as the last trump. The trump will sound, and Jesus Christ will return. Does that thrill you to think that you may witness the return of Christ? Or does that thought strike fear into your heart? If it strikes fear into your heart, I exhort you to get your heart ready to meet God and do it with all diligence. Do not delay. These truly are, as Peter said, exceeding great and precious promises. What a mighty God we serve, folks. He has never failed one of his promises, not one. Never. Doesn't it bring great joy and courage to you to realize that that is our God? What an incredible truth. I find much encouragement, much hope, much to be thrilled about. Makes me enthusiastic about our God. That's the God I serve. That's the God we serve. Amen. Well, I hope that you have been encouraged to walk in faith with God this week as we have looked at these beautiful truths about our God. He is faithful, as he has promised he would be. He is. Keep looking to him in faith, believing that he will do exactly as he has said he will do. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. God bless you.